there is no tape, right?
No, there's no tape. I mean, this is a tape. This is very...
You want it to be on the tape?
This is a very digital tape. I don't even know if it's about tape. It's that... I think you like these after you know you've been on them.
What?
Like, it's fun. Like, it's... Like, you're not... You're like, I don't want to do this, but, like, after we do it and we listen to it, it's fun, right?
I just don't want to be on the tape.
Okay. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to do a very quick pod. It's becoming an annual tradition. I mean, we can reintroduce another tradition next year. Oh, come on. Okay, so what do we want to change about 09? Do you want to go up and take a shower?
No. Well, of course we want peace on Earth. And I would like to take better care of my teeth.
I'm going to try to avoid bad toenail pain by cutting straighter on my toenail.
Yes. Good one. Good one. Seriously, good one.
And then I'm going to try to be so feline that this cat will never wake me up at 4 in the morning again.
Oh, I feel so bad about that. You and the cat. He just loves you. He needs your attention.
I know. He does. It's a good relationship. I mean, he...
I just don't understand why it's like 4.
They're very rhythmic.
He's so bad about getting up on the counter and drinking water and the bedside table.
He's very rhythmic. It's winter. It's like he goes kind of botso. But the thing is that like in the morning...
Potso.
It's
is that like bee speckles?
Potso. P-A-T-S-O is an Italian
like
word
posse.
For being crazy. But
was posse crazy?
American Italians got it bastardized to a version where it's like, you're potso. But it means you're potso. But it's just the whole way you say it. So, potso. It's something Papa Joe used to say all the time. So, he gets crazy. That was the whole point. But... Like, when I come down in the morning, I know there's no time before I'm down here that he's messing around with the door. But once I come down here, he's ready to go. He's hitting that door crazy. Mm. It's just the way it works. Same thing at 4:38.
Yeah,
I know.
That was like the pinkest. Sometimes when people come over here and the sun is setting, they're like, oh my God, look at the sunset. Like, you just don't ever see it.
Yeah.
Other locations. Any place I've ever lived.
No, I've never.
Ever have I seen a sunset like I have here. I mean, there's just no place I've ever even been able to experience a sunset or the ritual of it. I think it may be my favorite thing about this house.
It is. It's completely.
I
love that.
Rising, we totally get to see that.
It's oh,
like,
yeah.
We haven't gotten to see that in other places. We just must be on a little hill.
I was talking to Mike about that the other day. He was like, well... You know, there's certain, he said, like, where we were at, we had more snow. And I was like, you know, what's funny about that is I never thought about that until I moved to Belton. Like, up here, it is windier.
Yeah.
Like, when there's wind damage up north, it's a weird
yeah.
thing. But up here, like, I've never seen wind like I've seen this year. I haven't seen sunsets like this.
Yeah.
I've never been.
Well, and I wonder, too, if it's about the river. Like, if you think about it as a giant, like, riverbank. You know, like the closer you are to the river, it probably kind of bowls in and it goes out like that. So we might, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think...
I mean, I bet that whenever you look at like one of those maps that are taken from overhead, that places around a river are...
Well, the elevation dips. Yeah, well, they always talk about with waterways that tornadoes follow that. And there's like Sen was asking the other day, what's a cold front? Cold and warm fronts are completely...
Right.
Influenced by rivers
seem,
and
the,
shit.
The weather seems different here, but I can't believe that we have the sunset.
Oh, yeah, that porch and that sunset's awesome. I mean, it's almost like living on the beach.
I mean, you just walk right out the door of the kitchen, and it's like, it's just so kick-ass.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I just never had a space ever in my life in any place that I lived in this city that was that open, like that close to like being part of.
There's something different up here.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's definitely something different up here about that happening. It's like, I mean, I've seen sunsets. I've paid attention to them in the city, And there were times where it was spectacular. But I guess it was probably. Oh, oh Christ. Like there was. It was. There would be some good sunsets sometimes in Midtown, but it would be really hard. You'd have to be in like a more open area. Yeah. I don't think I started taking pictures of things like that until South Kansas City. No, till out there. Well, when I traveled, I would take all kinds of landscapes.
That's when I first noticed we never experienced, like, it wasn't a ritual
here.
But when we went to, like, Florida or, like, any place else where you could actually, like, okay, we got to go watch the sunset. You kind of take time every day. It's like prayer, meditation. I mean, I've never lived in a place like that. I've just visited places like that.
Yeah.
And it's never been like that in this city for me until we moved into this house. Because you can just, it's just fucking kick ass.
Yeah.
I mean, tonight it was incredible.
I know.
And the light was just so amazing. It's like, you just want to, like, taste it.
I mean, when those fucking geese were flying into the middle of that, I mean, it was right before it went down. It was like deep, deep orange and fucking black.
Was it nighttime or morning time? Because you said this morning.
That one morning that I woke up. Oh, yeah, they were just like, oh.
Was it nice to get up and have the morning house to yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Because there's something really nice about morning house.
Morning house is awesome.
I get it a couple of times a week, like when I go to school and not for very long. But it's like I just come down here and like nothing is broken yet. Like nothing is frayed. Nothing has happened. At all. It's just empty.
Like
looking at a white piece of paper and getting ready to write on it or draw on it, you know, or like make it into a photograph. It's just completely awesome. Like anything can happen.
Well, the other thing that's also triumphant about morning is that even if there are little things that are out of line, like books that are off of Miles's shelf or a shirt or something down here, it's like it takes 10 seconds and I know that it's not going to be pulled out again. Like in his room, I'll pick it up and then I just know within a very brief amount of time, it's going to be messed up, whether it's the dresser or it's the bookshelf.
Believe me. There's so many things that I pick up in this house knowing that, like when Joe was cleaning the other day, it was like, she would just come in and do something, and like, she'd, like, put the dishes, like, I watched her, like, 7 times put dishes in the dishwasher. Like, she put something in, and someone else, like, ate something and put another dish in there, and then, you know, she would come back this way, and put, it was like, it was just, as soon as she put it away, it, like, that space is filled up again.
What the interesting thing about Joe and who I am is that in the morning, like I told you, I don't want her to put dishes away. She messes them up. So I like ran that morning before she came, and I was like, I'm just hoping that she doesn't fucking come in here. Something delayed her for like another 5 minutes. And then I was like picking shit up. Like, I just don't want this house to be a mess. I don't want it to be one of those. I want her to do like fine-tuned details.
That's so funny because you're the kind of guy who like doesn't pick up the hotel room before you leave.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit different.
I mean, it is so different having somebody come into your house and clean. But I love it. It's like, I don't know if it's worth the money that my mom pays for it because it's really not. Like, she hates it, like, when I tell her something specific to do. So I don't do it anymore.
You know,
fucking totally hates it, but I was going to tell her this house needs to be dusted really bad. Just do dusting today. Or, like, one time I told her, like, can you just, like, clean the refrigerator? Which is, like, you have any idea what it's like to clean. I mean, she took everything out of it, every single thing out of it, and then, like, totally, like, wiped it down with, like, bleach and, like, scrubbed it. And it took her, like, 3 hours. You know, but I can always tell that she gets just a little bit grumpy if I tell her, if I leave her a list. But that's what would be really useful for me. If I could be like, I want you to clean the windows just downstairs. Or I want you to clean the refrigerator or whatever it is. It's like there are some things that I really need to be done, but she just gets so weird about it.
Until she started working here.
Jesus fucking Christ, are you recording all of this?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Because I sound like a complete idiot. I thought you turned it off. Jesus Christ.
Oh, shit. Are we done?
Will you please?
We say Happy New Year. Hold on.
Idiots.
Hold on. Oh, wait.
And I haven't even had my drink this whole time. Hold on, wait.
It's 11:24. We got 36 minutes of fun.
I love you.
Love you too. Okay, so.
You turned it off. Turn it off.
Holy shit.